The following tape contains Coach Bob Bennett's lessons on baseball fundamentals, and most importantly, how to teach those fundamentals. The teaching plan is simple and sequential, but critical to maximizing Coach Bennett's lessons. Number 1, explain. Number 2, describe. 3, demonstrate. Number 4, evaluate. Number 5, understand ability levels. 6, make adjustments to individuals. And 7, repetition.
The first thing we talk about in any position, as I mentioned in when we talked about catching and pitching and outfield, is you need to talk about throwing, because every infielder, that's really pertinent to the position, is throwing. And it's the same as we talked with pitchers and catchers. If you want a straight ball, you throw the ball across the seams. So it's important to get into that glove after you feel the ball and on the way to bringing it up to throw to get the grip before you come out of the glove. So in most cases, you can start the first time you catch a ball, bring it out of the glove, and when you release it from your glove, it should be across the seams. And remember, as we talked about with other positions, when I go in there and get the ball, I can only be a quarter off no matter how I grab it. So I only have to adjust it a little bit. And you adjust by feel, not by looking in the glove. Adjust by feel. The next thing I would talk about with infielders after I'd talked about the throwing and the need to get rid of the ball quickly would be a stance that you're in between actions. There's nothing going on the field, but there's a lot going on. There's a lot of reading of plays and so forth. There's a lot of anticipation. There's a lot of talking about what situation I'm going to be in. So we're talking about a stance. So if I could have you guys in here a minute and your positions, get at second base and shortstop. One of you at second, one at short. Well, either way, two at second, one at short, or two at short, one at second, either way. Now what we want to do is get into a business-like stance. The ball is not being thrown yet. There's no action going on except the action's in my head. I'm thinking about the situation. What we like to do is get players about in this position here. Now, there's nothing wrong with being in this position if I'm going to be in that position all the time, but I think if you're here, you're not too relaxed, you're not too tight. Now I'm thinking about what the situation is, where I'm going to throw the ball, where the ball might be hit, and what I might be doing. I definitely don't want to be up in here where I'm letting my mind wander and where it makes me get tired. That's what we call a pre-movement stance. The next thing I want to go into is the actual movement, getting ready for the ball. And we'd read that on the way. As soon as I release the ball to the plate, the infielder should read that ball, the timing of it. And I'm taking a 1, 2, and as my other foot comes down, my last foot comes down, the ball should be approaching right at the batter, and he's hitting the ball right here, and I'm just on that step. So as the ball's hit, I'm taking my final step. We'll demonstrate by having the ball thrown to the plate. Now I want you guys to, as that ball goes to the plate, I want you to time it. And as you come down on the second step, I want it to be hitting the catcher's glove. Now we're going to go ahead and we're going to do that. All right, here we go. He's getting ready to throw the ball. We're going to time it to the plate. One, boom, right there. We just take one step. So I know I'm going to go to the plate with it. Go ahead now. Step, boom, right here. Everybody can step. You can walk in with them. One more time. Right here, wait, boom. Now what you're doing, if it's outside, if the pitch is outside, lean to that side. If it's inside, lean to this side. Go ahead and throw again. Lean, inside. Timing it. Leaning. Now the other add-on there is the batter. As he swings the bat, you can tell which way he's going to pull that ball. So the ball was inside, his hips got around, so I'd be leaning that way. Now the ball's outside, he's going to right field. You can see that if you watch it closely and you do that through this preliminary movement. So this is really important. These two movements are important. Business-like position. And I'm just as I get ready to go and he's throwing the ball to the plate, I'm reading and timing, looking at the ball and reading the bat. And you can get so you got real good jumps off the ball doing that. The next part of infield it would work on would be the actual position of fielding. He's going to charge it. He's doing a real good job of circling the ball, getting in the right route, and getting your butt down now a little bit. Now, that's perfect. Right down there, the ball's going to come in the glove. You're going to continue on, come up, and go into there, okay? Next man, right here. Come on, circle the ball, get in the right angles. right there. Now, what I would do with Brandon here is I'd move this foot up a little closer. Yeah. Now get the hands out a little bit further, butt down a little bit. Now come into the ball, feel it. Come on up, okay? Go in front. Yeah, go in front. All right, next man, jump up there. Stop, that's good. Now this is good here because our feet are just about toe to arch. Now some coaches will emphasize getting this up a little further up here. No, up there, just up there, like that. Same way, same feeling position, just having the feet more parallel. That's not incorrect. I like the way he did it here with his toe right at the arch. Now, if you're making a double play, you might move this right foot up a little bit further. But this, yeah, double play would be that way. But the traditional feeling is the way you did it. It was really good. Now, the thing of it is you want your butt down enough. You want your hands out so you can see the ball out in front here. And your eyes are looking right down at the ball so you can actually see the ball go in the glove. All right, now, John, if you'd do me a favor and roll this ball. He's going to roll the ball to you. You're going to take your steps. He's going to roll the ball. And you're going to come in to field it. Here we go. Coming up. That's good. Good foot position. Get your right foot up a little bit closer so you toe to arch. You had your back foot back a little bit. Now get those feet up more parallel. Good. That was good there. Good. That was better. Okay, now I want you to come up, feel the ball and stop. On purpose now, feel the ball and stop. We'll analyze again. Feel it, stop, right there. All right, now John, could you get a little better position on that? What would you do? Bring your right foot up a little bit. Oh, right foot up, just a little bit further, right foot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit further. So your toe, that'd be maybe a little too far, but a little bit further. Now back up again, do that over again. Now really emphasize getting your toe to arch this time. Toe to arch, hands were good. That's better, John, that's good. That was good, JD. Up there, stop. Okay, now if you just get that right foot up a little bit further. Yeah, when you feel the ball, now get your hands out in front to feel it. Getting that, yeah, now get your hands as though the ball's coming, yeah. That's too far. You'd be, look, bring this one up a little bit further. Now get your hands out in front. Yeah. Butt down, hands out, hands all the way out. There you go. Can't get them out too far. Okay. Let's go again. Good. We bring that right foot up a little bit. That's the nemesis of a lot of infielders. When you do that, when you get the right foot back too far, it pulls your hands back and you can't see the ball going in your glove. So you want to really emphasize getting that right foot up there. Right foot, that's better, that's good. Yeah, he's nice and smooth. Right foot, okay, that went a little bit too far, but I like that because you made an adjustment. Now, not quite that far. Bring it up, that's better. Yeah, you're trying to make the adjustment too. Get your hands out. Now one more time. Okay, get the right foot up a little bit, that's good. Now what I would do, once I saw this, I would change the drill a little bit and I'd come back here, we're gonna do our glove drill. Now what we're gonna do is we're gonna get in a fixed position. So you're gonna fix your feet the way you want them. And now I'm gonna have the ball come to me just on this one so I can work on that fielding position. So you're just going to bowling ball the ball to him. Put your glove on the ground. No. Straight at you. Put your ball on that. Now you're going to feel that way. Get your feet a little further up. Look, right here. Right toe to right. Toe to arch. Yeah. Not quite so far apart. Get your knees in and get your hand out there and let the ball just come into the glove. Now what I'm going to do is fix the glove. Let the ball come into it. I want it like that. Let the ball come into it. Now roll the ball into the glove. Roll it into the glove. Move it, but try to roll right into the glove. You can get up a little closer if you need to. Roll it in. Now let it come in and give with it. So roll it to me. See, I'm gonna let it come in there and just feel it. Come on up. Feel it. Feel it. Come on up. Okay, go ahead. Get up a little closer now. Go ahead. Feel it. Get your hands fixed. 10 at a time. Come over here. John, you want to roll him 10 in here? Straight at him. Get a little closer. Straight at him. Straight at him. Real accurate. What we're doing is working on glove position. Glove position. Glove position. Glove position. Way out in front. Way out in front. Way out in front. Get this foot back just a little bit. Yeah, there. Right there. You get so slick at this thing that it can't get anything by you. Hands out in front. Hands out in front. Hands out in front. Good. Hands out in front. All right, switch positions. You get to work double. Yeah, you get to work double time over there. Hand already down. Put them on the ground. Wear the leather out a little bit behind your glove there. In other words, I'm going to really exaggerate getting this glove on the ground, so I'm going to have it rub a little bit on the ground. Rub it on the ground. You can't get it too low. That's it. Keep it in there. Keep it out. When you make contact with it, make sure that's good, John. When you make contact, make sure the glove's out in front of your face. Good. Don't give with it till it touches your glove. Keep it out in front. That's good. Both hands. Get the other, yeah, both hands. On this one, you use both. On the one that goes to the left, you don't. Stay, get up a little closer if you can't get, but you want to definitely straight at him. Butt down, get the other hand in there, John, so you can get a grip on this, and that's it. Okay, now we add to this drill by going to the left. Go on the other, getting your stance already, John, JD. Yeah. Getting your fielding position, except now you're going to throw the ball to his left. You're going to have your hands down just like you did before. Go, that a baby. Give the way it goes. That's it. Now don't fake it. Just not too far. Just off his left foot. So it's just right off the left foot. So he just has to give a little. That's it. This ought to be a daily drill here. Okay, now you give it to him. Trade off and give it to him. This one you can't do too much of. To the left, to the left. Give with it. Don't. Now you see you got your feet all fouled up again. Get your right toe to your left arch. Okay, now get that glove out in front of you. Now give to the left. Give with it, give with it, give with it, because it's like a line drive. Give with it. Good. Give with it. Give with it. Fix your feet. Don't get, you're going to still stay straight in. So you don't know the ball's going to go to your left until it goes to your left. Then you organize it. Get it off this side of his left foot. Not that far. Get up a little closer. A little bit closer. Be ready, be ready, be ready, be ready. Be ready, be ready. Don't fix your weight yet. No, you got too much weight on your right. Just getting a nice even stance here. Just getting a nice even stance here. I don't know which way the ball's going to go, but when he throws it, I can just adjust to it. No, you got your feet too wide apart. Feet are too wide apart. Get those feet a little bit closer together. Okay. Give with it. That's it. Now we're going to go to the right. John, go ahead and get over there. Now we're going to go to the right, and on this one, a little firmer toss, if you would, please. And on this one, we're going to be in this position, so it's a backhand. The ball's hit. I've already taken my stance. The ball's hit. As it's hit, I'm just going to stay and drop this knee down this way. Come in here. Keep the pinky finger parallel and give with the ball. It's going to be a ball just off the right foot. Same stance. Ball's to the right. A little too far, just to the right. No, don't change your feet. See, it's going to be hit so hard that I won't have a chance to do anything except get it off to the left. Yeah, but I'm here and the ball's hit and I just give with it. I just got to get up closer, get up a little closer. Just off his right foot here. That's it. Let it come to him. Got to be a little harder than that, like a bowling ball. Get down there and give him a little shot. There you go. Good. Like a bowling ball. That's good. 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 That's good. That's perfect. The next activity here, we can work on the short hops. And this tells you how good you've just done this last drill. Now you're going to try to short hop in, getting your stance. Now you're going to get in a ready position in here. Get your hands out in front and try to short hop him with the ball. Okay? Now you do the same thing, John. You get ready. You get ready to short hop each other. Boom. Now you short hop him. Boom, short hop. That's it. Now keep your hands down. If you keep them out, you can see the ball. Keep them out there. Keep them out. That's it. Keep them out there and play a little game here. Let's play to 10. See if we can get 10 in a row. One. Okay, we didn't get start over. We'll start over and get 10 in a row. One. That'll baby. That's the way to keep the hands out. Keep them out. Keep the hands out and you catch the ball. Short hop him. Try to get it so it's really a short hop. It's just about a foot away from the glove. Foot or less away from the glove. Short hop. This is the second easiest ball to catch if you get your hands out. Probably the toughest to catch if you don't get your hands out. Get them out and keep them out. Get them out and keep them out. Get them out and keep them out. Now again, fix your feet. You got your right foot way up too far. Get it right, toe to arch, toe to arch. You're too far. Yeah. Toe to arch. That's it, right there. Toe to arch. All right, what we're doing here is just reviewing. The feet should be lined up, the butts, so you can get your hands out in front. It's down a little bit. It's not sagging. Once your hands out a little bit further, right there, so you can see the ball. And you want the glove turned so that the ball's going to come into it. If I get it down too far in here, I'm going to get underneath. So I want it right in there. And butt down a little bit, John. Weight on the inside of the feet, so if the ball of the feet. So if I get down in here and get the weight on the inside of the feet, I can move either way efficiently. If I just drop the tail down and get the feet, the knees straight up and down, I'm going to be off balance. Okay? Okay, what we've already started working on a little bit of approach and stance and how to get to the ball. Now the next thing I would work on with infielders after the short hop drill would be to hit balls at them. And I think I'd want to tell them where I'm hitting the ball. I'd hit the ball straight at them. And what we want to do is get aggression. We want to get them coming at the ball. Because we said the easiest ball to feel, of course, is a big hop. And the next easiest ball to feel is a short hop. So I'm going to charge the ball. And at first I'll probably charge myself into some short hops. But that's okay because we want to first start being aggressive. The next step would be to start reading the hops. But at first, I want players coming to the ball. I want them to want the ball, so that's what we're going to be working on here. Guys, when I hit the ball to you, as soon as I throw the ball up, I want you taking your preliminary stance, come into the ball, one little step, read the ball off the fungo. Then I want you to come at the ball, charge the ball. I'm not going to hit it hard, I'll hit it straight at you. Charge it. Charge it. Charge it. Keep coming. Keep coming, even if you get short hop. Ooh. I want you, all ready? Charge it. That's all right, even if you short hop it. Because I want you to get so you can feel that short hop. You took your preliminary movement too quickly. Go as I throw the ball up. Go. That's it. All right, go again. Read it. Yeah. A little tough. I won't hit them that hard. I knew you could handle it. Ready? Go. Now keep coming. Keep coming. Don't stop. I don't want you to wait on the ball. This is a forced deal. I want you to charge it. Come at me. Now what are we doing? We're just taking one little step. Yeah, I don't know where the ball is going to be hit yet. Time it. Come get it. Come get it. Come get it. All right, come and get it now. Come and get it. Come and get it. Time it. Come and get it. Good. Now back there, wait till I toss the ball up. Now time it from there. Come get it. Keep coming. He wants to stride too early. Keep coming. Keep coming. Atta boy, good. Too early. Wait till I toss the ball up. All right, ready, go. Come get it. Don't be afraid to come in and get it. All right, now I might hit it to your left this time, a little bit, or to your right. Come get it. Make sure you get the right angle on the ball, the way you were doing it there in your approach to that first ball. your first drill. Come get the ball. Come get it. Good. All right, and the next thing I'd start working on is hops. Now I want you to read the hop this time. Charge it, but then you slow up if it's the wrong hop. And read the hop. Read the hop. Try to get it on the big hop or the short hop, one or the other. Come get it. Come get it. I'll hit different hops to you, so you got to read them. Read them. Read the hop now. Read it. Read the hop. Really start functioning right here. Here's where I really want you to concentrate. When the ball's first hit. Important. Which way did the ball go? Start reading where I'm hitting the ball. Where'd it go? Try to get a jump on it. Try to see which way the head of that bat's going. Try to see which way the head of the bat's going. Okay. This is tougher than... This is tougher because I can change the angle, and I couldn't do that in the game. Read it. I hear you're trying to put all those things into effect that we're working on with the dry run stuff. When we're doing the glove drill, we're trying to lead up to this drill right here. Be aware of your feet when you pick the ball up and position your glove. Get in a good position. Okay, now we want to start working a little bit on angles and routes. I'm going to hit the ball to your right, and I'm not going to hit it real hard. So come around the ball and head out toward first base. It'll be over on this side, about like that. Now come around that ball. That's it, baby. Get back, headed in toward first base if it's not hit real hard. Come around it. Try to get back in toward first. Come around the ball now, around the ball, around it. John, you can get around and cup it in. So you shorten up the distance you throw. If you can, hustle over to the right if it's not hit hard and circle it. Coming back in. So your momentum's not going toward third, it's going toward first. There you go, that's the one I want. Now I'm gonna hit that, John, take that again. I'm gonna hit it easy like that, and I want you to circle it and try to get shorter toward first base. All right, right there. Right there. Now get it. No, you see, you're laying back on the ball. Don't lay back on it. Circle it and come into it. Charge it. Come around it. Around it. Around it. Get your weight going back in toward first base. I'm not hitting it real hard. Now come around it. Come around it. Come around it. Cup back in. Atta baby. Again. Get around it. Get around it. Get around it. Get around it. Come back in. Remember, I'm not going to hit it real hard. Get around it now. That's it. Maybe I was hitting it too far to the right. Get around it. Get around it. That's good. Atta boy. That's it. Come around. Come back in. That's it. That's it. That's good. Now I'm going to hit it to your left. Again, get the angle going toward first base when you pick up the ball. Go get the angle and charge it. Don't be afraid to get in between hops. All right, don't be afraid to get a short hop, I'm saying. Not, you don't want to get in between hops. You want to get a short hop or a high hop. Now get in there and get the angle. Get the angle. Atta baby. Get it going right there. Good. That took a bad hop on you. Just stay in front of it as best you can. Recover it and go. Good. Stay with it. That's a way to stay with it. Okay, now you're cheating on me. So I'm going to hit them anywhere. Read the ball now. Read it. As I throw it up, I want you to read it. Now I might go this way, might go that way. But circle, get in the right position. Good. You get over there. Be quick. Be quick. Now I'm going to roll the ball to you. I'm going to, just like a play at third base on a short hop. I want you to circle the ball. Yeah, you want to throw it. You go ahead and throw this one. Let's see what you're doing on a real slow roller. Come get it. Come get it. Okay. Good. That's good. Slow roller. Come get it. Come get it. Come get it. It's still rolling. That up, baby. Good. Good job. If it's still rolling, pick it up with your glove. That's it. Now, if you're going to pick it up with your glove, get it off your left side. Good. Good. Good job. Good job. Keep coming. Keep coming. Good. And we're going to just walk you through it. Come pick that ball up. Now you're going to feel, let's say that ball's still rolling. If it's still rolling, you want to pick it up on this side. If it's still rolling, you want to pick it up on this side. If you're going to pick it up with a bare hand, you pick it up on this side. So I want to pick it up with my glove. I've got to get my weight on that side of it, just off your left foot. And you pick it up, take one more step. Now can you guys, I'm going to roll this ball to you real slow. And if you pick it up, if you're picking up on this side like this, take one more step and throw off your right foot. Can you do that? Okay, now if you come in here and you happen to pick it up this way, which you might do sometimes, you come up and throw off your left foot. Yeah, go ahead. Toss it. One more. See, it's too many steps. Cut down the steps. Cut down the steps. I'll throw them real easy. Come get it. 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 One, two, and throw. Attaboy. Now keep your weight going toward where you throw. Don't fade away on me. Keep it going toward first base. Going toward first base. This is the issue I'm really talking about, is when I feel the ball in here, if I'm feeling off my left side in here, I don't want to throw the ball and be going this way. I want to throw the ball and be going that way. All right? Got it? That's why you want to always get angles. Get angles toward where you're throwing. Yeah, here you go. Okay, that's better, John. But try not to get the skip. Actually move your feet in order, not a skip. Step, go. Keep going. Do that again. And instead of falling away that way, get going back in toward the base. Go back in toward the target. That's better. That's better. Always going into the target. Good, good, good. Good, 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 good. Good, that was better. What we're doing here is a drill for throwing and receiving, and it's called a Scalinas drill. It's named after John Scalinas, a great coach from down Southern California who usually did this before he did infield, and I think it really helps guys as far as putting together the whole package, as far as throwing and footwork and catching, because they got to get rid of it quickly. What it entails is the catcher's going to throw the ball to the shortstop, who's covering second base. Second baseman throws it to first base. First base throws it to catcher. The catcher throws to third. Third goes to second base. So if you got that now, catcher's going to start with the ball behind the plate, throw to second base. Shortstop's covering. It's like a steal. John, you're going to throw to first base. First base is going to throw to catcher. Catcher's going to throw to third. Third's going to throw to the second baseman. Second baseman going to first. Come back to catcher, and then where do you go next? Second. Yeah, so it's second, third. Second, third for you. Got it? Yeah. Okay, you get the bag. Here we go. And we'll start timing this in a minute. Stay off the bag, John. Wait till he starts to throw and then go to the bag. That'd be make it more realistic. It's just like you're catching the ball. Okay, ready? You just start anytime you want to go. Here we go. All the way down, in there, tag the bag, come to home. You just tag, now go to third, stay behind the plate, work on your footwork, go to second, you got to get to the bag. Hey, down to second, yeah, now we're here. Now make sure you go to the bag when the third base is double play ball for you now. Go to the bag, turn a double play, go again. Go to the bag, turn a double play. Okay, stop right there just a second. So we tie the whole thing together. Connor, if you're feeling the ball at third from the catcher, you're going to wait till the ball is swung and missed, and then it's a steal. So you got to wait. So we're going to wait purposely until a catcher gets the ball. Then you go to the bag, make the tag. Oh, you don't have to make a tag here. You're going to just get the ball from there. Throw like it's a double play ball here. You're going to stay off the bag until the ball's hit, aren't you? Then you see it's hit. I'm going to the bag for a double play. So we make it realistic. When the catcher's throwing down to the shortstop, shortstop purposely stays off the bag until the catcher gets the ball. Then you go make it so it's realistic. Okay? Here we go. Start over again. Catcher, start it off again. Second base to shortstop. Now you're going to the bag right now. Now you're going. Now turn it. Now you're going in here. Stay off the bag. Now go and cover. Double play. Down to second base. Double play. Perfect. Good. Down there. This is great. Down to second base. In here. Down to there. Work on your footwork back there. Work on your footwork. Good. 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 These guys are pretty slick right here. Yeah, that's pretty doggone good. Now what we'll do is we'll time you. Start right away. Hold just a second. I'm going to time you. I'm going to give you 30 seconds. So you get as many throws in as you get in 30 seconds. All I'm going to count is how many times you guys can get it to this guy right here, and he can throw it. All right, here we go. Ready? Go anytime you're ready. All right, there you go. There's one. There's two. There's three. Here you go. Let's start over again. We started three. We only had three on that session. Let's go again. Let's see if we can get to five. Ready? Go. There's one. There's two. Come up. That's three. Keep it going. Keep it going. Keep it going. You're still in the ballpark. That's four. Boy, you guys are all right. That's five. And stop. You got five in. This group here is good enough to get six, and that's what the big guys do, is about six in 30 seconds. So that's real good. You guys did a good job on that. You can tie this drill in to almost anything you're doing with infield work. You tie it in with the infielder covering the bag or the infielder turning a double play, and you can work on the catcher back here with his footwork. And in your catcher, you could assume there's a right-handed batter for a whole round. The next round, you assume there's a left-handed batter, so you work with your footwork on that. So this is a great throwing and fielding drill. So first of all, we would cover, if it's 1 to 2 steps away, the second baseman will take the ball himself and tag the bag. If it's 3 to 4 steps away, he's going to give a little fluffy toss to the shortstop. If it's 5 or 6 steps away, he gives a backhand or an underhand firm toss. And if it's further than that, he drops to his opposite knee and overhands or tosses the ball firmly to the shortstop. And in each one of these, he wants to be visible with it, show the ball to him. Now the shortstop wants to go as quickly as he can to this circle, about 3 feet away. Then you get here and you break down, you slow up, and you judge the throw. If it's a good throw and right at you, come in here, tag with your right foot, come across the bag, line your shoulders back up to the throw and throw. If it's to the inside over here, you see a bad throw, you take it to the inside, step inside and throw. If it's a real bad throw and you think you can't get a double play, that's when you got to be smart enough to say, okay, I'm just a first baseman now. Got one, I got an out. And on every play, you ought to at least get an out. He's throwing it to you. Okay, just 1 to 2, and you yell, I got it, or bag, whatever the term is you want to use. Bag, bag. Okay, so just go through one each. Good. Okay, I'll get over here. Good. Now that's seven to eight. Now it's at some point in there, you can backhand or underhand firmly, or you do it that way. Go ahead outside that seven. Out there, you definitely drop on the other knee. Just as I said that, he did that okay. That the backhand, as far as you can take that firmly, is good. You can go out more than 6 or 7 feet with that if you're firm with it. That's good. That's a good way to do it. Drop into the opposite knee and come in overhand is a pretty efficient and quick way. That's good. Hands out in front, drop the opposite knee and come down. That's good. And need to be a little firmer than that on that distance, because you leave the shortstop hanging out there to get taken out on a double play. Need to be a little bit firmer. Atta baby. Okay, now we go the other way, and the same way with you guys. The second baseman is a little bit different when he takes the bag. There's 1,000 different ways to cover the bag, but what I emphasize is the easiest way. Run to the bag as quick as you can, break down, get on the bag, and straddle it with your feet in this position. Now you're going to feed me the ball, and I make sure I'm turned, as this guy does over here. Make sure he's turned to the position. If I get a good throw, I just take it and throw, and then get up in the air after I throw. A lot of guys want to do that before they throw. You want to throw, then get up in the air. And the other thing I think the second baseman needs to do is feel the ball here and get in front so the joints are turned toward the guy sliding into you. Because if I stay in this position and throw, and I get hit here, it takes your knees out. So I want to make sure you're throwing here. And the reason you want to get airborne, if my cleats aren't stuck in the ground, the guy hits me, I'm not going to get hurt as badly as if my cleats are stuck in the ground and somebody takes me. Now I'm dug in. I want to throw it. Just get up in the air. Just get up and take the blow. Okay? You're hustling as quick as you can to the bag, straddle it, and then go the throw. And by the way, if the throw is a little bit outside, no big deal. Go out and get it. Throw. I don't have to come back in here with this foot. I'm already tagging it. Throw. If it takes me out the outside, take it, throw, and then get up in the air quickly because you're inside the baseline. Then if the ball is down the line over here and far enough to I get a good throw, I can go meet it. I can go meet the throw. Throw, then get up in the air. Okay? Here we go. 1 to 2 steps, take it yourself. Bag, 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 loud, loud and clear. Bag, bag, bag. Atta baby, a little louder, a little louder. If he doesn't hear you say bag, he'll get it. And on that one, make sure you show the ball, show the ball. As soon as you feel that ball, get it out of your glove and show it to him. Show it to him, show it to him. Good. Show it to him, good. Now this is the one, do that one again, Connor, and move your right foot up ahead of your left foot this time, and just on that play. Right foot, no, stop again. Now your right foot, as you feel the ball, get your right foot opposite to what you've been doing, just on the double play ball. See how much easier it is now just to pick it up and turn. Yeah, see, you're in a position to throw. That's the only one you do that on, when you trying to turn double play. Bring your right foot up a little further. Right foot up a little further, John. On that, only on that one, to your right. Get your foot up. When you're feeling the ball, trying to turn double play, yeah. Now you don't have to take an extra step. You can just feel the ball in here, turn and throw. It's not a big deal if you don't do it, but if you can do that, it really helps you. Yeah. Yeah. Now, if you get out here, take one out to 7 or 8 feet out here, out where you have to throw it. Drop to your drop to your right knee. Go ahead and feel it. Feel it. Drop to your, no, feel it first. Feel it in front of you. Feel it in front of you. When you feel it, drop to your right knee and throw.
Yeah.
Drop to your right knee. Now, as you turn and throw, drop down in here and throw. Yeah. Just like you're doing when you're pitching. Feel it. Feel it. Drop to your right. That's it. Right there. If it gets out much further than that, you have to stay upright to throw. But if you can, drop. Yeah, just now drop all the way down and come up on top. It doesn't take any more time, or very, very little more time. That's good. That's good. This is Bob Bennett again, thanking you for watching this video from Coach's Choice. It was our privilege to bring you these great little infielders to show you how they do it. Thanks very much.
Bob Bennett ranks as the seventh most winning head baseball coach in NC2A Division I history. During his 34-year college career, Bennett's teams averaged more than 40 wins a season. With 32 winning campaigns, 26 consecutive, the results are impressive. 1,302 victories, 17 conference championships, 21 NC2A tournament berths, 32 All-Americans, 9 first-round draft picks, 2 College World Series appearances. His teams were consistently ranked in the top 25. The 1988 team vaulted to number 1 during Fresno State's school record 32-game winning streak. Coach Bennett earned Conference Coach of the Year honors 14 times. In 1988, he was named NC2A Coach of the Year by the Sporting News. Bennett has also been heavily involved in baseball at the international level, coaching the U.S. national team 4 times. In 2000, he earned the prestigious Lefty Gomez Award. Known for his fundamentally sound ball clubs, more than 200 of his players went on to the professional ranks, including 35 major leaguers. Considered one of the nation's experts on catching fundamentals, Bennett has published 2 books on the subject and is in demand at clinics throughout the country. A leader on the collegiate baseball front, Bennett is a former president of the American Baseball Coaches Association. He serves on the Hall of Fame and All-American committees within the ABCA, and is a member of the ABCA Board of Directors. Bob Bennett continues to influence amateur baseball as an accomplished coach, author, and consultant.